Beginning late next year, one of Idaho's most iconic landscapes will be memorialized on the back of a U.S. quarter. It'll depict the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness Area. James Dawson spoke with the coin's designer, Emily Damstra, about taking such a vast area and distilling it down to a canvas about an inch in diameter.
The final design shows a person in a drift boat navigating through a rocky river, and behind this person and the boat is a treed and mountainous landscape, and there's a rocky cliff nearby. And the inscription around the rim reads River of No Return Wilderness, and it also says Idaho and E Pluribus Unum and 2019.
How did you conceptualize this specific design?
My approach to this design, as it is in, with every design, begins with research. And often that means that I consult with an expert about the subject. And so in this case, I began with some suggestions from the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness liaisons about what they felt would best represent the Frank Church Wilderness. And something that they emphasized is that the park is a vast wilderness without a lot of roads. So one of the best ways to explore it is by boat. And they specifically mentioned drift boats, which is what I included in the design.
Had you visited at all, or did you rely mostly on photographs and descriptions from folks who had been here or are currently stationed in the wilderness?
In this case, I did have to rely on photographs to get a sense of the landscape, because I received this assignment during a time of year when it was less than ideal to go and visit the park, when it's especially difficult to access it due to ice and whatnot. So it's less than ideal, but sometimes, in fact, often, actually, that's what an illustrator has to do.
What did you feel when you kind of looked into just the vastness of this wilderness?
Well, I think one thing that struck me was the absence of human-created objects, buildings, and other structures that you often see in other natural areas. So those are the things that I noticed. It wasn't just the beautiful, beautiful landscapes. It was what wasn't there, you know, the civilization, I guess you could say.
Kind of shifting gears, how did you get into designing coins in the first place?
Well, I began my career as a natural science illustrator. And natural science illustration, it's a pretty broad field, but basically natural science illustration helps us understand our world. But there's typically an emphasis on a clear and accurate portrayal of the subject. So because many of my illustrations featured nature, I was contacted by the Royal Canadian Mint years ago and invited to submit a design for a nature-themed coin. And that just started my journey into coin design. And I have never stopped, and I really enjoy this challenge of trying to tell a story on a little tiny canvas, which entails distilling that story down to its absolute essence. And that's something that coin design has in common with natural science illustration.
You talked about distilling down the story to its most basic elements. Does that mean that you have to forego a whole lot of detail that maybe you would be able to include on a larger drawing?
Yes, absolutely. I do have to be very careful about what I include in every coin design, and be careful not to include too many unnecessary details, which will just tend to muddy the design and make it even less readable. So to me, the most important thing is the composition and how the elements that are engraved sort of interact with the background field of the coin that is not engraved. And I want that to be an interesting interaction.
That was coin designer Emily Damstra. The quarter featuring the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness will be released in November of 2019.